In the decades since independence from the Soviet Union, Ukraine has earned a reputation for rampant corruption. Critics of Ukraine's president hold him responsible for the death of an opposition journalist. The scandal is yet another turnoff for potential Western investors. With the West losing interest, Russian businesses are moving in. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Kyiv.
Sitting in his upscale office in Kyiv, Alexander Gorodetsky insists he's not part of some sort of Russian imperialist plot. He's in Ukraine doing real business. Gorodetsky runs the offices of TNK, Russia's two-man oil company, which last year bought a controlling stake in a refinery in eastern Ukraine. He says it was a natural move.
Russia's oil and gas market is already divvied up among various companies, so we're looking for places to expand. We're going to nearby countries, Ukraine, Belarus, and other former Soviet republics, as well as to Europe.
TNK plans to build gas stations in the Ukrainian capital. The political chaos in Kyiv, Gorodetsky says, makes no difference.
Понятно, что российские компании, они более рискованные, более агрессивные.
It's clear Russian companies are more risky and aggressive. Western companies, for the most part, are more conservative and cautious. A conservative investor would find it hard to operate in this unstable ground. We are used to all of this.
TNK is part of the Russian Alpha Holding Company, which owns a Ukrainian bank and a television and radio station. And the Alpha Group is not the biggest investor. Russia's Lukoil has control over an oil refinery in Odessa, and a Russia aluminum company bought a refinery in another privatization deal last year. Many in Ukraine are feeling uneasy about this Russian encroachment. Oleg Soskin, a former economic advisor to President Leonid Kuchma, says with Russian capital will come Russian political influence. He complains the Ukrainian leader seems eager to sell out to Moscow in exchange for political support.
Kuchma очень нравится встречаться с Путиным.
Kuchma loves to meet President Vladimir Putin. He's met him 8 times in the past year and talks to him practically every other day. He can't even take a step without getting Putin's opinion. He's a marionette in Putin's hands.
As Soskin sees it, Kuchma put off privatization and reform for too long, leaving big industries in the hands of a few well-connected businessmen. As factories suffered for lack of investment, they became easy prey for the Russians. Now, along with the official privatizations, there have been all kinds of smaller, shady sell-offs involving offshore companies, many with Russian ties. Hliv Vyshlinsky, a research director for the Kyiv-based think tank, the International Center for Policy Studies, says it's easier for Ukrainian authorities to deal with Russians than to make the economy more transparent.
Russians are neighbors. We have the same business practices, and it is very easy to sell to Russians. But it is much harder to facilitate a complex tender, transparent, based on clear procedures for Western, acceptable to Western investors.
The main difficulty for Ukraine's economy is that it depends on Russia for energy. Ukrainian oligarchs got rich as middlemen in the barter-ridden energy sector. They siphoned off gas that moved through the pipeline from Russia on its way to Europe. At the same time, Ukraine ran up $2 billion in debt to Russia's gas monopoly, Gazprom. Now it's payback time, and Gazprom would like to swap debt for equity in Ukrainian companies. The Russian government is pursuing a tougher line on this, according to Arkady Moshes, an expert with the Russian Academy of Sciences Institute for Europe.
Russia is really fed up with Ukraine not paying its bills, with Ukraine parasitizing on its transit pipelines and exploiting its near monopoly on Russian gas transit. That Ukraine saying nice things when coming to Russia about Russia and nasty things about the same Russia going to other parts of the world.
The Russians may be miffed with the Ukrainians, but the Ukrainians have nowhere else to turn. With every new report on alleged corruption and dirty tricks, Ukraine looks less likely to be accepted by the Western community. And as Moshes points out, NATO and the European Union are expanding only as far as Ukraine's western border, shutting Ukrainians out.
It's clear to nearly everyone that Ukraine is going to remain a country of a predominantly post-Soviet space. And if you live on the post-Soviet space, you have to be able to deal with Russia, because whatever we say, Russia in the foreseeable future will be the leading actor and the leading player of the post-Soviet space.
All this poses new challenges for Western diplomats. They say it's important for Ukraine and Russia to work together if Russian gas and energy are to reach Europe. But the West doesn't want to see Russia threaten Ukraine's independence. And diplomats are keeping a close watch to see whether the two ex-Soviet states restore ties in the military-industrial complex. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Kyiv.